first order of business is to approve the agenda that's before us.
Is there a are there any objections? Oh, what? I'm sorry. If there are no objections, I would like to reverse the order of the agenda to do the officers' nomination first. Are there any objections to this? Yep. There being none. So, we're not concluded. Okay, the approval of minutes of May the 10th and May the 10th executive session. May I have a motion?
So moved, Mr. Okay. Chair.
Second. All right, those in favor say aye.
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 Ayes have it. Okay. All right. Now that we've completed the committee administrative business, I'd like to briefly review our agenda for today. We have two items on the agenda. The first is to nominate a slate of officers to the board for election later this month. Once we conclude officers' nomination, I will then turn the floor over to WMATA's general counsel, Patty Lee, to review the proposed bylaw changes with the committee. In terms of the board nominations, I'll let you turn to Paul Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under the board's current bylaws, the Business Oversight Committee is responsible for board governance. As part of that, we will put forward a slate of officers for the board to vote on at its next meeting. This is the slate of officers that is the recommended slate for chair, Jack Evans from the District of Columbia. For first vice chair, Clarence Crawford from Maryland. For second vice chair, Jim Corcoran from Virginia. That is a motion, Mr. Chair.
Very good. May I get a second?
A second.
Okay. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so moved. All right, the next item I'll turn over to General Counsel at this point in terms of revision to the bylaws.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As a result of the Virginia dedicated funding law, certain changes are required under our bylaws to make it consistent with the conditions of funding. And the changes basically make clear that alternates are not permitted to participate in board meetings or as members of committees unless their director is absent. And the changes have been, the red lines have been presented to this committee previously.
Okay. Are there any questions? We discussed this extensively. At this time, I'd like a motion for approval of the bylaw changes.
So moved.
Okay, can I get a second?
Actually,
you have.
We vote this first.
Motion first. Okay. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Okay, those in favor, please. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have an amendment. I move to amend Article 6, Consultation with Public and Local Jurisdictions, Paragraph 4, as follows. Joint Coordinating Committee. The Joint Coordinating Committee, known as JCC, shall function as a forum for sharing views and information on key issues coming before the board to improve the quality of information for board decisions. The JCC shall be comprised of representatives appointed by the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia, and the United States. The board delegation of each government jurisdiction will work with its appointing authority and jurisdictional leaders to appoint at least 4, but no more than 8, and that is the main change from 7 to 8, and this is to account for NBTC and its new responsibilities as part of the Virginia legislation. The JCC members, the general manager may also appoint members of the WMATA staff to serve as JCC as he or she deems appropriate. At least 1 week prior to each meeting of the board, the JCC shall meet and be briefed by WMATA staff on the matters on the agenda for the board meeting.
Okay, now I have a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose?
Not yet.
Okay, so, all right, thereby the amendment passes.
hereby adjourned.
No, we got to go back to the membership.
Okay. My apologies to the public. I'm not feeling very well today with poison ivy and a broken hand. Please forgive me. So what else do we have?
The main motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, the main motion. Okay. All right, the main motion with the amendment. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed?
No.
Okay. It passes. Thank you very much. My apologies to all of them. This can bother me at this point. Thank you. All right, for the next.
You know, thank you, Joel, if you don't mind.
So there's a...
I don't feel well. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about what I see at ophthalmologists.
We just started. All right. Get everybody here and we'll be on our way.
You got things to do now?
Things to do, places to go, people to see.
You're right there.
No Clarence today?
Is that
who you're on for?
Yeah, Clarence is not here today.
Not that I'm the enforcer.
Yeah, he's not here today.
Get my good side. Get my good side.
You're on the basic left side. You're on both sides.
Right. Where's Gold?
Getting introduced, probably so. What else is on there? Anything?
No.
You got anything you want to say?
No, sir. This is your your baby.
We get something to eat on.
We're good. Next, at the board. At the.
Oh, there he is. Let's go. He's here.
All right.
Well, now Jennifer's not here. Here, sit down. Ready to go. Yeah. All right. We're waiting for you. Where's Jennifer? She probably went looking for you. Good Lord. This is like herding turtles here. Really? The dogs walk off. And Jennifer, where are you? All right. Good Lord. The paper had you listed as a board member. Yeah. All right. Okay, good morning, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'd like to recognize the secretary to determine a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Roll call, Chair Evans.
Here.
Mr. Augustine for Vice Chair Crawford.
Present.
Mr. Dorsey for Vice Chair Corcoran.
Here.
Director McMillan.
Here.
Mr. Marudian for Director Price. Director Goldman.
Present.
Director Hudgens.
Present.
Director Horner.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Our first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, so I'd like to move it at this time. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion of the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is a report by the Finance and Budget Committee. Mr. Goldman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to report for board action an amendment to the FY19 operating budget that would increase the operating budget by $4.9 million to cover the following: for Metrobus, funding for state of good operation service changes in the District of Columbia and Virginia, including continuation of the G9 bus route, and for Metrorail, FY2019 funding for 6 months of operation of Grosvenor Turnback Service Adjustment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goldman. A motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? If anybody's voting no, let me see who it is. We're going to record it. Steve? Okay. And anybody else? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Motion passes. Next item is a request for the executive session. In accordance with the bylaws, I, Jack Evans, request that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Paragraph 9, Subsection H, development of WMATA position or strategy on pending or proposed federal or state legislation. So I'd like to move the request at this time. Is there a second? Any discussion on the request? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. And with that, the meeting's adjourned, and we'll see everybody upstairs.